The risen Jesus appears to his disciples, offering them a benediction, a commission, and the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Gospel for Pentecost Sunday is recorded in the Gospel of St. John, the 20th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I'm going to talk a little bit today about signs and symbols. Some signs are very clear, others less so. First, I'd like us to go to Crosby, North Dakota, where I used to spend a lot of my summers. In downtown Crosby, there's the Chat and Chew Cafe. It had a great sign with three light bulbs, one for chat, one for chew, and one for cafe. But it was a rather inconsistent sign. Sometimes it said chat cafe, sometimes it said chew cafe, sometimes it just said chat and chew. For some reason, all three bulbs could never work at the same time. But it's a memory of mine. The second sign is for another cafe in Litchfield, North Dakota, my first parish. I was there 12 years. I had three churches. And so I got to know the cafe in Litchfield very well. The sign over that cafe said Rib Rack Cafe. It had a symbol of a pig and then the words Rib Rack Cafe spelled out. The interesting thing was in my 12 years there, they never served ribs. They didn't even have them on the menu. So I thought that was kind of an odd sign. But in a way, it was accurate because the owner of the cafe was kind of a gruff guy and would like to give you a bad time, especially if you wanted a little more gravy on your potatoes. That's how it went with him. So I guess in a way, the sign was accurate. The only ones who got ribbed were the customers. I mentioned those two because today we have a symbol that is so clear and so accurate and so well woven into the design of this chancel. I'm talking, of course, about the symbol of the Holy Spirit, the lowest symbol on the reredos in back of the chancel. What's interesting to me is when we think of spirit, we think of the Greek word for spirit, pneuma, which also means breath or air. And that word ties in so well with its root. What am I getting at? Well, look at the facade pipes for the pipe organ. The pipes that are visible to you are part of a principal division in the pedal. Now, the organ has over 3,000 pipes, but only a few of them can actually be seen. But they all have one thing in common. If you look at the pipe, you'll notice a narrow rectangular opening. That is called the mouth. Above the top of the mouth, that concave section, is called the upper lip. The lower concave section is called the lower lip. And from that mouth, the pipe speaks. That's where the air comes out. And so the symbol of breath and air is so beautifully integrated into the design of the instrument. I find that interesting. Breath, spirit, air. You'll notice that each pipe is a little different. Different length, different diameter. Each pipe only has one note. And so by itself, it really wouldn't create much. But when you put all of those 3,000 pipes together, and they all are speaking, the space is filled with wonderful, powerful, moving music as the air comes out and brings us life. Together, the instrument does much. Individually, not so. Today, I'd like to lift up for you an opportunity for us to do something together. Individually, as ourselves, as a single pipe, we can only do so much. But together, we can do great things. We can move. And so today, I'd like to lift up an opportunity from Heart River Bridges of Hope. Normally, they gather together and have baby showers for women that are enrolled in their program. At this time, they have three women in their program that are expecting a child. And because of our present situation, they're not able to gather together to do that thing that they look forward to doing. To give support, to help these women move on with their lives and the life of the new one they're carrying. And so we are going to partner with Heart River Bridges of Hope in gathering items that would normally be given at a baby shower. And there will be details coming forth soon on that. But today I just want to lift that up to you as an opportunity for us together to have the Spirit move through us and with us for the benefit of others. Thanks be to God. Amen. Well, dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, most of you know that I am not a tech person. Never have been, and most likely never will be. Pastor Mark and Gracia daily have to guide me through my troubles in dealing with the digital world. I have a habit of losing emails, sending documents to unlocatable folders, doing other such things that cause calamity and crisis. And the older I get and the faster technology advances, I realize that I'm getting just farther and farther behind. An example of this is that symbol that I'm seeing all too often now on television. Hashtag. Hashtags are everywhere today. I'd like to read you a few of them. Hashtag together. Hashtag together apart. Hashtag stronger together. Hashtag alone together. Hashtag support each other together. Those are just a small sample. Hashtag. I kind of thought it was a game in which someone chased you with a potato to say, tag, you're it. But no. Today, those hashtags are part and parcel of the way we connect with one another. For example, the first one I read, hashtag stronger together, has 34.8 million participants. That's a lot. I'm amazed at the number of people who plug into that. Stronger together. Alone together. Together apart. The word together seems to be an integral part of that hashtag. It seems like it's an important word. We encounter that word this morning in our text from Acts. When the day of Pentecost had come, the apostles were all together in one place. Boy, I long for those days. I long for those days where I can be together with people in one place. In this sanctuary, especially for me, is the core of that. To be able to gather together in a sacred place and experience community. But we can't do that right now. And so in the virtual world, we lift up that word together. We're all in this together. But sometimes I wonder if we really are together as a people. There isn't just one hashtag out there today with the word together in it. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. Everybody has their own idea today of what being together means. And it seems with all of our technology today, all of our ways in which we can be connected and together, the fact that there are so many of those, so many different ways of expressing togetherness, it tells to me that we're really not together. Today we talk about the people gathered in one place, and everyone could hear and everyone could understand. I think we struggle with that as people today. We don't so much speak to people as we speak at people. We don't so much listen to people anymore. No, instead we can just put on our noise-canceling headphones. Because everything we hear from people today is just a lot of noise anyway. Today's a tough day for me. It's a tough day for us as the people of God, who with the coming of the Holy Spirit have been knit together into community. It's a tough day for community today. It seems very nearby to us, all of a sudden, how dysfunctional communities have become. Today, on Pentecost Sunday, as we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit, the gift of breath and air and life for people. Something is sticking in my mind. It's the image of a man laying down on a street with a knee in his neck, saying, "Please, please, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't get air." And that continues until the last breath. And the spirit left that body. That's a sad contrast, isn't it? As we celebrate the gift of breath, the gift of air, the gift of spirit and community, that we also still struggle with sad places in our life. And so this morning, I think we need to take a lot of stuff over to one place. They were all together in one place. I think we have a lot to take over here today, to this one place, to this cross, where again we will have to lay down our sinfulness at the foot of Jesus' cross, who saves us from ourselves. Remember early in Lent, Pastor Mark, in his sermon, had a prayer that involved breath. You breathe in. Jesus, hold me. Today, we need to do that again. All of us need to go outside and take a deep breath. On this Sunday of Pentecost, we need to go outside and breathe in some fresh, new air. And as we breathe out, say, "Jesus, Spirit, hold me, use me, forgive me, send me. Make me again a part of your community." Today we give thanks to God for the gift of life, the gift of breath, and especially the gift of love and hope. Thanks be to God. Amen.